On this week's program, we feature the kind of art competition that will whet your appetite. Stick around to find out more as we uncover this week's arts page. The National Festival of Foods Competition is an annual event that celebrates the culinary creativity of Jamaicans while allowing participants to sharpen their skills for personal and commercial pursuits. The contest, hosted by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, will take place in May this year. Competition categories are structured to attract participation from meat and poultry lovers, vegetarians, cake and pastry connoisseurs, dessert gurus, and bread lovers. So, you might be thinking that you're too young or too busy for the competition. But the good news is that there are categories for all age groups. Well, almost. The contest includes sections for children between 7 and 12 years old, students, youth and adult groups, individuals with some culinary training, and a Mystery Basket competition. To demystify the Mystery Basket contest, competitors select ingredients, create a recipe, prepare the dish, and display the finished product to two judges. Food service, table setting, and napkin folding are significant parts of that event. Culinary Arts Development Specialist at the JCDC, Paula Thomas Williams, says this year's competition will focus on smart cooking for healthy living on a budget.
A lot of persons are being diagnosed with lifestyle illnesses like hypertension and diabetes and so on. And so we decided, you know what? Since we are talking about food, let us get everybody to think of eating healthily, preparing healthy meals.
And for those who think living and eating healthy costs too much, Mrs. Thomas Williams has this advice.
Think about the cost of buying tablets and medication when you actually get diabetes or hypertension. It's best to think of eating healthy from day one.
Now, more on the categories. The competition will include five categories: cooking A, which is preparing a three-course meal; cooking B, preparing a meal for special dietary groups; hors d'oeuvres, sandwich and salads; baked treats, cold desserts, and fruit and vegetable carvings. And look out for the workshops coming up hosted by the JCDC. This year will feature exciting additions like Rising Star Chef, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, and the exhilarating Dutchie Dash. Unlike what has been done over the years, entrants will be required to prepare their entire meal in front of judges. Previous contestants were allowed to prepare parts of their meals beforehand. Another new feature, the Food Preparation Lab Enhancement Cooking Challenge, is open to students from all secondary institutions, and the winning school will have part of its home economic center improved. The culinary arts competition will be held in a different region each Friday in May, so everybody gets a taste of the excitement. Interested? Applications are now being accepted for the culinary arts competition. The deadline for submission is February 26. If you need more information or application forms, visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm, the JCDC head office located at 3 to 5 Phoenix Avenue, or any other JCDC parish office. That's all we have time for today. Join us again next week, same time, same place, for another edition of The Arts Page. I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer, wishing you a great weekend.
There are two things in life I love: swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who want to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.